Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I hear an echo.
Oh,
now, good.
Yeah.
Well, good morning to everybody.
大家早晨好.
On this day of the celebrating the appearance of Lord Rama.
在今天这个特别的日子, 我们在庆祝着主 Brahma, 主 Rama 的显现日。
As you know, it is known as Ram Navami.
大家都知道, 今天这个日子呢, 被称为叫 Ram Navami.
Navami, I said.
Navami.
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 Ram Navami means Lord Rama, he appeared on the 9th day of the lunar calendar.
Ram Navami 的意思呢, 也就意味着是主, 他是在, 这个阴历的第九天出生的。
And as we know, the story of Lord Rama is described in the Ramayana.
那我们也知道主Rama的故事呢, 是在Ramayana, 罗摩衍那这部剧作里面所描述的。
We all know what Rama means, and Ayana means like a journey.
我们大家都知道Rama是什么意思, Ayana的意思呢, 像是一个旅程。
So the Ramayana is known as the journey of Lord Rama.
所以 Ramayana 的意思呢, 也就是主 Rama 的旅程。
And it was compiled by the great sage Valmiki.
这部剧作呢, 是由一位伟大的圣人 Valmiki 所编撰的。
So let's chant a prayer and then we'll begin.
我们现在先来念诵一些祷文, 然后我们就开始了。
Om Ajnana Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So my topic today is the position of Lord Rama.
我今天的话题呢, 是关于主 Rama的地位。
And I shall also add something about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Mayapur also.
今天呢, 我希望我有时间能够讲一点关于主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在 Mayapur 的事迹。
Related Lord Rama and Lord Chaitanya.
因为这是 主 Rama 相关的, 就主 Rama 和主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这种消道时光是相关的。
So we all know there are different categories of incarnation.
我们大家都知道有不同种类的化身。
There are six categories of incarnation.
对于化身一共有六个种类。
One category, they are known as Leela Avatar.
其中一种呢, 被称为叫 Leela Avatar。
Leela, we know, means pastime.
Leela, 我们大家都知道是消耗时光的意思。
So, Leela Avatars, they are the incarnations of the Lord who come to perform a particular Leela.
Leela Avatar, 也就指的是, 主, 他以特别的化身显现, 从而能够上演一些特别的逍遥时光。
And they're listed in the first canto and the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
这些化身呢, 都在圣典波迦瓦坛的第一篇和第二篇里面为我们罗列了出来。
chapter, Canto 1, chapter 3, and Canto 2, chapter 7.
就在圣灵不教法坛第一篇第三章和第二篇第七章里面为我们罗列的。
In these two chapters, there's a list of approximately 25 or 26, Leela avatars in both chapters.
在这两章里面呢，一共给我们大概列出了二十五到二十六位 Leela avatar。
There are certainly other Leela avatars, but these are perhaps the main one.
当然还有一些其他的Leela avatars, 但是被列出来的这些呢是主要的 Leela avatars.
Then of course we have the Yuga avatars.
那当然我们也有 Yuga avatar.
We all know for each of the four ages, a particular avatar of the Lord will come toteach the process of self-realization for that age.
那我们大家都知道，在每隔四个年代呢，都会有一位主的 Yuga Avatar 会降临，并且呢，会为这一个年代来进行宣讲。
So there are four of them.
所以呢，一共有四位。
Then of course we have the Purusha Avatar.
当然，我们还有 Purusha Avatar.
These are the three forms of Lord Vishnu, Mahavishnu, and so on, who specifically deal with the creation and maintenance of the material world.
那么这些呢是主 Vishnu, 主 Mahavishnu 等等他们的显现的形式，他们主要呢是为了进行物质世界的创造、维系等等的活动。
There's also three of them.
所以呢，他们也是有三位。
And specifically, they create and maintain the material world, these three forms.
所以这三位人物呢，他们主要是在创造和维系物质世界。
Then, of course, we have the, Guna Avatar.
那当然我们也有 Guna Avatar.
We all know, they are the,predominating deities for the three modes of nature.
那我们大家都知道他们呢是这物质自然三属性的主要的三位神祇。
Lord Vishnu, Lord Brahma, and Lord Shiva, we are familiar with them.
我们很熟悉他们，他们是主 Vishnu, 主 Brahma 和主 Shiva。
So they are known as the Guna Avatars.
但他们被认为是 Guna Avatar.
So that so far, that's four categories. So we have the Leela Avatars, the Yuga Avatars, the Purusha Avatars, and the Guna Avatars.
所以呢，我们现在讲了四类 Avatar， 他们指的是 Leela Avatar、Purusha Avatar， 还有 Yuga Avatar， 还有 Guna Avatar.
Then we have Shaktiavesh avatars.
我们还有 Shaktiavesh avatar.
Shaktiavesh means they are jiva souls who are empowered for a particular reason.
Shaktiavesh 他们是个体的灵魂，但是呢，他们为了一个特别的原因而被赋予了力量。
Like Vyasadeva, for example.
比如说像 Vyasadeva.
He is a jiva, but he is especially empowered to compile the Vedic literature.
他是一位个体灵魂，但是呢，他被赋予了特别的力量来编纂伟达文献。
Lord Buddha is also given as an example of a...Jiva is particularly empowered for a specific purpose.
那主佛陀呢，他也是一位个体灵魂，但是呢，他为了一个特别的原因而被授予了权力。
So that's the Shaktiavesha avatar.
所以呢，这是 Shatravesha Avatar。
And then, of course, we have the Manvantara Avatar.
然后我们还有 Manvantara Avatar。
During Lord Brahma's one day,
在主 Brahma 的一天中
，there are 14 Manus.
一共有14位 Manu。
So Lord Brahma's day is divided into 14 parts.
所以说主 Brahma 的一天呢被分成了14个阶段。
And each part is ruled by a Manu.
被分成了14个部分，而每一个部分呢都被一位 Manu 所掌管着。
And then during each period of Manu, there's a particular avatar that also predominates over that, period.
然后在每一个 Manu 掌管的时候呢，都会有一位主要的这个主的化身。
So these are the 6 categories of avatars.
所以说呢，这是刚才我们所讲到的关于 avatar 的六个类别。
And of course, they are not black and white, distinction.
当然，他们并不是那么清晰的被分开的。
One particular avatar might be in 2 or 3 categories automatically.
那么其中的一位 avatar 呢，它也可能就会自动的会介入到另外一个 avatar 的形象之中。
For example, oftentimes Lord Krishna is described as the Yuga avatar for Dwapara Yuga, but he's also counted as a Leela avatar.
比如说主 Krishna 呢，他是一位 Leela avatar， 但他有的时候呢也被描述成是 Dwapara 年代的 Yuga avatar.
Or as we know, Lord Brahma, he is a Guna avatar for the mode of passion, but he is also a Shaktivesh avatar. He is especially empowered for creation.
那么我们也知道主 Brahma 呢，他是一位 Guna avatar， 他掌管的是激情形态，但与此同时呢，他也是一个被赋予了能力的去掌管着创造的人的Shaktivesh avatar。
So he is a Jiva especially empowered by the Lord. So he's also inthat category.
所以说呢，他是一个被主赋予了特别的能量的个体，所以呢，他也是在这一类里面的。
And so on. There are other examples in this regard.
等等等等，还有很多的关于这样的例子。
But broadly, although we have these 6 categories, broadly speaking, there are 2 categories.
虽然我们说了有六个类别，但是呢，从泛泛的角度来讲呢，我们可以把它分成两类。
Some of the avatars are the Lord Himself. They are Vishnu Tattva. They are the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself.
那么有些 avatar 呢，他们是主本人，那么他们是至尊人格守神本人。
And the other are special jivas who are given some special empowerment.
而且其他的一些呢，是一些特别的 jiva， 他们被赋予了特别的力量。
So we have the jivas who are especially empowered, and we have the Lord Himself.
所以呢，我们是有两类，一类呢是主本人，另外一类呢是被授予了特别的力量的个人 Jiva。
And some of the Leela avatars are also Jivas.
而且有一些 Leela avatar 们呢也是 Jiva， 也是个体。
Like Lord Buddha, for example, he is also in the category listed in the first and second cantos as a Leela avatar, but he is also a Shaktivesh avatar.
比如说主佛陀，他在圣典博迦瓦坛第一篇和第二篇中呢，也被罗列成是其中的一位 Lila Avatar， 但与此同时呢，他也是 Satyavish Avatar。
So we have these six categories, but more broadly speaking, we have the two categories.
所以说呢，我们虽然有六类，但是呢，更加的广泛的角度上来说呢，就只有两类。
So these Leela avatars, it is described that they appear, normally they appear once in the day of Lord Brahma.
所以说这些 Leela avatar 呢，他们被认为是在主 Brahma 的一天中呢会显现一次。
The Yuga avatars, for example, of course they appear in every Yuga.
那么这些 Yuga Avatar 显而易见，他们是在每一个年代显现的。
And Shaktivesh Avatars, they also appear at different times throughout the time of creation.
那 Satyavesh Avatar 呢？他们也是在整个创造的过程中的不同的时间显现的。
As required, then the Lord will empower some jiva to do some specific.Purpose.
按着要求呢，主他就会授予某一个个体，然后呢去完成一个特别的任务，为了一个特定的目的。
The Manvantara avatars, of course, during each period of Manu, then there is the avatar that predominates that particular period.
Manvantara avatar 呢，也就是在马努他所掌管的每一个阶段会有一个化身显现。
So these Leela avatars, normally they only appear once in a day of Lord Brahma.
但是这些 Leela avatar 呢，他们通常来说是在主 Brahma 的一天中显现一次。
Some of them appear twice.
他们其中有一些呢，可能会显现两次。
But generally they appear once.
但是通常来说呢，他们只会显现一次。
And Lord Rama is, of course, he is among the Leela Avatar category.
那当然，主 Rama 呢，他就属于是在 Leela Avatar 这个范畴之中的。
He comes to perform particular pastime.
他的到来呢，是为了要上演一段特别的逍遥时光。
Of course, generally for all of the avatars, in a general sense, they appear for the reasons described by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita.
但是呢，从泛泛的理由上来说呢。所有的这些 avatar 他们的显现全部都是出于主 Krishna 在《博迦梵歌》里面所提到的理由。
We all know in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, text 7 and 8, Krishna describes the reasons for his appearance.
那我们都知道在第四章的第七和第八十节里面主 Krishna 他就描述了他显现的原因。
So these reasons apply to all the avatars, more or less, more or less.
所以 Krishna 他所描述的原因呢，也适用于多多少少的适用于所有的这些 avatars 的显现。
Sometimes specific avatars may kill demons more than reestablish religious principles, for example.
那有的时候呢，一些化身他们的显现可能更多的是为了要斩杀恶魔，而不是要去重建宗教原则。
That's why I say more or less.
也就这个原因呢，我会说多多少少。
So Lord Rama, he is in the category of the Leela avatars. So he appears also once in the day of Lord Brahma, like Lord Krishna, who also appears once in the day of Lord Brahma.
所以说呢，主 Rama 呢，他就属于 Leela avatar 的范畴。 那么所以呢他和主 Krishna 一样只是在主 Brahma 的一天中呢显现一次。
So among all of the forms of the Lord, the Vishnu avatars, where the avatar is the Lord himself, three of them are considered the most, they manifest the most supreme potency.
在主的所有的这些化身中，在Vishnu Tattva 的这个范畴中，也就是由主本人所显现的这些化身中呢，我能够想象的有三位主要的化身，他们显现了最多的灵性的力量。
Of course, any Vishnu form of the Lord is the supreme personality of Godhead. There's no doubt.
当然，毫无疑问，所有的 Vishnu 的范畴内显现的这些化身的形象呢，都是至尊人格首神。
And Lord Brahma, he gives the example in the Brahma Samhita. With one candle, we light one candle, one candle, one. So they're all this, it's basically the same.
嗯，就像主 Brahma 在《婆罗诃摩赞》里面所给我们的一个例子，就是像是一个蜡烛，它点燃了另外一支蜡烛，又点燃了另外一支蜡烛，所以呢，它们之间是没有区别的，其实都是一样的。
So all of the Vishnu Tattva avatars, they're all, of course, they're all the supreme personality of Godhead, full of all potency.
所以说呢，在 Vishnu Tattva, 在 Vishnu 范畴中的所有的这些主的化身，他们都是具有同样的力量的 Vishnu 本人。
But the Lord decides to exhibit more or less absolute potency.
但是主呢，他决定要显现多多所少少不同的绝对的力量。
They can all manifest all the supreme potencies of the personality of Godhead.
当然，他们所有的这些化身全部都可以显现至尊人格首神的全然的力量。
But the Lord decides, depending upon the avatar, then the Lord decides to exhibit more or less.
但是呢，根据这不同的 avatar, 主呢，他就决定显现多多少少、少少不同的力量。
And of course, the Shaktivesh avatars, the jivas who are empowered, they are just empowered for a specific purpose.
当然，这些 Shaktivesh avatar, 也就是这些被授予了力量的个体的人物呢，他们只是被授予了这个权利，而且呢，要去完成那个特定的任务。
For example, let's take again Lord Buddha as the example.
比如说，我们现在再来举主佛陀的例子。
He is empowered, right, to teach the teachings of Buddha and teach non-violence and make people moral and so on.
他被赋予了力量呢，就是为了要宣扬主佛陀的教导，然后呢，要教导大家要进行非暴力，并且呢，要具有道德等等。
Specifically empowered for that.
他呢是被特别的赋予的力量去做这件事情。
Can he create the material world? No.
Can he
create the material world? No.
Okay. 那他是不是能够创造这物质世界呢？不能。
Can he destroy the material world? No.
那他是不是毁灭了这物质世界呢？也没有。
He's empowered for a specific purpose, and that's much he can do.
所以呢，他所被赋予的力量呢，是有一个特定的目的的，而这也就是他能够所从事的活动。
That's how much he does.
他就只能做这么多。
And again, there are so many other examples.So these Shaktivesh avatars, they are empowered for these specific purposes, and then they just do that much. That's how much they manifest their potency.
所以呢，这些 Satyavasa Avatar 呢，他们就是为了一个特定的目的而被授予了权利来做这件事情。那么他们也就只能够去完成这么大的工作量。
And the Vishnu Tattva avatars, of course, they are the supreme personality of Godhead themselves.
但是在 Vishnu Tattva 范畴内的所有的这些化身呢，他们都是至尊主本人，都是至尊人格守神本人。
So they can create, maintain, and destroy. They can do all these things because they are the supreme personality of Godhead.
因为他们是至尊人格守神本人，所以呢，所有的这些化身，他们都是可以完成创造、维系和毁灭这些活动的。
But within that, the Lord decides that they will manifest more or less, supreme potencies.
但是在这样的能力范围内呢，主他就决定了，他要多多少少的去展现他的灵性的能量，他的至尊的能量。
So among all of these Vishnu Tattva avatars, three of them they manifest the most supreme potency.
所以说呢，在所有的这些 Vishnu 范畴内的至尊主的化身中，我想象得到有三位化身，他们展现了最多的灵性的至尊的力量。
And in order, Lord Nrisimhadev, Lord Rama, and Lord Krishna.
嗯，那我们就是依次说呢，是主 Nrisimhadev, 主 Rama 和主 Krishna.
Of course, Lord Nrisimhadev's appearance is next month. Normally, it takes place in May.
嗯。主女性 Hadev 的显现呢是在下个月，通常来说呢是在五月份。
So among all the Vishnu Tattva expansions of the Lord, these three, in order, they exhibit or they manifest the most potency.
所以说呢，在主 Vishnu 的扩展的范畴内，他们所依次所展现出来的这个灵性的力量是这样的，就是主尼辛和 Dev， 主Rama 和主 Krishna。
They manifest the most opulence of the supreme personality of Godhead。
他们展现了至尊人格守神的最富裕的方面。
In order, right? Lord Nrisimhadev, Lord Rama, and Lord Krishna.
它是有这样的顺序的，就是主 Nrisimhadev、主 Rama 和主 Krishna。
So Lord Nrisimhadev, of course, as we all know, he exhibits the most power.
那我们也知道，主 Nrisimhadev 呢，他所展现出来的是最大的力量。
I think we know he appeared and he tore apart this Hiranyakashipu and he killed so many demons, right? He really exhibits this power more than other avatars.
他显现之后呢，他撕碎了Hiranyakashipu，并且他还斩杀了众多的恶魔，所以呢，他和所有其他的那些化身中相比呢，他展现的最多的是他神勇的力量。
We all know after he killed Hiranyakashipu,No one could approach him. He was so ferocious, so powerful.
我们大家都知道，当他杀死了黑人克什普之后呢，没有人敢接近他。他特别的凶恶，他也非常的强悍。
Like with other avatars like Lord Varahadev, for example, the boar incarnation of the Lord, we don't read that.That you know, nobody was able to approach him. He was so powerful, and so the Lord, in that form, he didn't manifest that amount of power.
那比如说在主其他的 Lila Avatar 的身上，比如说像 Varahadev 就是主的雄猪的化身，主就没有关于他是多么的神勇，有多大的这种力量以及凶恶的这样的描述。
But when Lord Nrisimhadev appeared after he killed Hiranyakashipu, right? None of the devas, none of them could approach him.
但是当主女辛卡德显现杀死了黑人亚克西布之后呢，他所处在的那种状态使得没有任何一位 devata 敢去接近他。
Even Lakshmi Devi couldn't come close.
就连 Lakshmi Devi 都不敢接近他。
Only after some time, even after offering prayers.
即便是在过了一段时间之后，即便是在都向他祈祷、供奉了祷文之后，都不敢接近他。
Only when I think it was Lord Brahma who requested Prahlad Maharaj, then the Lord gradually became pacified. 阿里克什。Hari Hari.
Sadima Ji. Harbo.
What happened? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Sorry, Prabhu. It seems that I have got disconnected.
Yes.
I didn't hear all of a sudden.
Only when I think it was Lord Brahma sent Prahlad Maharaj, was the Lord Narasimhadev gradually pacified.
我想呢是主 Brahma 他请求 Prahlad Maharaj 去接近主Nisimhadev, 这样才逐渐的把 Nisimhadev 的怒气给平息了下来。
But so this is, you know, the manifestation of.Lord Nrisimhadev's power that the other avatars have, but they don't exhibit it.
所以说呢，这是主女性的 Dev 他所唯一显现的这样的力量。那么其他的那些化身呢，他们其实也是有这样的神勇之力的，可是呢，他们并没有展现出来。
And then, of course, we have Lord Rama.
那当然，我们还有主 Rama.
With Lord Nrisimhadev, right? We see that power.
在主女辛卡德夫的身上呢，我们看到的是这神勇之力。
Sorry, I just went to get a book. With Lord Nrisimhadev, we see that manifestation of great power.
我们在主女辛卡德夫身上所看到的呢是神勇的力量。
And then with Lord Rama, we see that power, but then we also see sweetness.
但是在主 Rama 身上呢，我们虽然看到了这样的力量，但是呢，我们也从他身上看到了甜美。
So in the form of Lord Rama, then he manifests.Even more of the opulences of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
所以在主 Rama 的这个形象身上呢，他展现了至尊人格守神的更多的富裕。
As we also know, many of the forms of the Lord.Their pastime, like Lord Narasimhadev, for example, he appeared, he killed Hiranyakashipu and other demons, he blessed Prahlad Maharaj, and then he departed back to Vaikuntha.
那我们也知道，像主的很多的这些化身，比如说像主 Narasimhadev, 他来了以后呢，他杀死了 Hiranyakashipu, 然后呢。 他祝福了就他又杀死了很多的恶魔，然后呢他祝福了 Prahlad Maharaj， 这样他就离开了，就回到了 Vaikuntha。
But in the form of Lord Rama, then he performs many more pastimes。
但是呢，主 Rama 的形象呢，他上演了很多的逍遥时光。
Right, as Lord Varahadeva, or you know, Lord Kurma, the tortoise incarnation, or Lord Narasimhadeva, the Lord does some simple pastime, not simple. He does some pastime and then he returns to his eternal abode. There isn't so much interaction with the devotees.
那比如说像主 Varahadev， 还有像主 Kurma， 也就是乌龟的化身，还有像主 Narasimhadev， 他们呢上演了一些他们上演了这个逍遥时光之后呢，他们就离开了，他们其实没有和他的奉献者之间有太多的交流和互动。
Like we don't in the pastime, we don't read of so much interact. There is some, but generally not so much in many of the avatars.
这些化身呢，他们和奉献者之间呢有一些交流，但是呢，我们不会读到太多的他们和奉献者之间的交流的信息。
But beginning with Lord Rama, then we see or we read and we hear about so much more interaction with his devotees.
但是呢，从主 Rama 这个化身开始，我们就能够看到，我们听到，我们可以读到很多的主和他的奉献者之间的互动和交流。
And also in Lord Rama's pastimes, we also see or read and hear that he has childhood pastimes also.
而且呢，在主 Rama 的这个逍遥时光中呢，我们也可以看到、听到以及读到他的童年的逍遥。
The Ramayana, in the Ramayana, the book Ramayana, there is a section known as Balakanda.
在 Ramayana, 罗摩衍那这本书里面呢，其中有一部分被称为叫 Balakanda。
Which describes Lord Rama's childhood pastime in Ayodhya.
那这一部分呢，所描述的就是主 Ramachandra 在 Ayodhya 的童年的逍遥。
They are not as detailed as Krishna's childhood pastimes, but there is some small description given.
但是这些描述呢，并没有主 Krishna 的童年的逍遥所描述的那么的细致。但是呢，会给我们一些相应的信息。
And then we also see, of course, his interaction with his father and his mothers. So there is this Vatsalya Rasa is also quite present.
而且呢，我们也可以看到主和他的父亲、母亲之间的互动。所以在这个地方呢，也显现了一些 Vatsalya 的 Rasa， 就是父母之爱的 Rasa。
And then, of course, with Sita Devi, we see the conjugal rasa also very manifested throughout the pastime.
以及呢，他和 Sita Devi 之间的这些互动和交流，也就是情侣之爱的逍遥时光，也是有很深厚的展示的。
With other avatars, we don't really hear or read about that.So much.
但是在其他的这些化身中呢，我们却不会听到或者读到太多的关于这些信息。
So for this reason, Lord Rama is manifest even more of the opulences of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
所以就从这些理由上来看呢，主 Rama 他展现了至尊人格首神的更多的富裕。
We don't see a similar manifestation of, you know, these kinds of leelas with Lord Narasimhadeva or Varahadeva and Lord Matsya, etc.
但是呢， 这样的逍遥时光呢，我们在主尼辛哈德、主瓦拉哈德，还有主马茨亚他们身上就没有看到了。
But with Lord Rama, then we see that manifested much more.
但是呢，在主 Rama 的身上，我们就能够看到这些逍遥就更多的被显现了出来。
So for this reason, among other reasons, Lord Rama exhibits or manifests more of the supreme opulences of the Lord.
所以呢，通过这些理由以及其他的众多理由呢，使得我们看到主 Ramachandra 他显现了关于至尊人格守神的更多的富裕。
Lord Rama, he is also often described as the ideal, his leelas are manifest in a way to exemplify what an ideal human being should be like.
我们经常也被告知呢，主 Ramachandra 他所显现的逍遥时光的一种方式呢，使得他成为了人类所应该生活的那个样子的一个榜样，理想的榜样。
The classes today, right? You have, they have a, right, the perfect son, the perfect king, and so on. There's
比如说在今天的这课里面我们会可以听到呢，他是一位完美的王，他是一个完美的儿子等等。
Different devotees are talking about the different aspects of Lord Rama's perfection.
因为今天的不同的奉献者呢，会通过不同的方面来讲述主 Ramachandra 他所展现的完美。
So, Lord Rama,in this particular form of Lord Rama, he exhibits or he illustrates how an ideal human being should, how an ideal human being should behave.
所以说呢，主 Ramachandra 呢，他就特别的勾勒出了一个人，一位理想的人，他应该如何去形式，如何去行为举止。
Right, he is in the Sanskrit. Let me see how I can write that. Where can I find the type chat? How do I go to the type chat?
You can see on the top of the screen. There is a. Let me see.Okay, yeah. In our screen, there is a pointed to arrows icon. Then you just hit that icon. You can go back to your WeChat the normal screen. Then you can find.
Where is that? Sorry, two arrows.
Yeah, there are two arrows. You go to see the left top of the screen.
Left.
You can see there is.The left top of the screen, there was a two pointed arrows. You need to hit there to go back to the original screen.
Oh,
you got that?
I don't see that somehow. No, I don't see it. Anyway, I was just going to write it. But... Sati, Matiji, maybe you can write it.
Let me explain to you.Sorry. Please go ahead.
No. You want to explain something. Go ahead.
Yeah. 我想跟就是三妈姐，因为Chandrasekhar Prabhu 他想好像给我们发一下他要说的这个事情的这个名字，所以呢，但是他不知道怎么写进来，所以他想请您做一下笔记，然后发给大家。
好的，可以，没问题。
So I have to spell it for you. So Lord Rama, he is known as Maryada.Purushottam. Maryada is M-A-R-Y-A-D-A. That's one word. M R-A-R-Y-A-D-A。
你记下来了吗？就是主若玛穿着被认为是玛雅的 Purushottam。
And then the next word is Purushottama。 P-U-R-U-S-H-O-T-T-A-M。 P-U-R-U-S-H-O-T-T-A-M。 Purushottam。
Could you say the first spelling again? Maya, M-A-Y-A.
Mar, Maryada. M-A-R-Y-A-D-A. M-A-R-Y-A-D-A.
嗯，三十八节，我在那个对话框里面。Maryada, Purushottam。三十八节，我在对话框里面也把这两个词儿发上去了。Okay, Mark, please go ahead, because now we have this、
yes.
in right now.
Fine. So, Maryada means, you could say it means ideal.
那 Maryada 的意思呢，可以把它认为是理想的的意思。
And Purushottama, Purusha means human being. Uttama means topmost. So the topmost, yeah, the supreme person. Purushottama means the supreme person.
Purushottama 的意思呢，就是至尊人的意思。Puru 是人，那么 Shottama 呢是最高的人，所以 Purushottama 的意思就是
啊、Shottama,
至尊人。
Uttama, Uttama, Purusha and Uttama.
Sorry, Purusha, Uttama.Purusha 是人的意思， Uttama 是最高的，所以 Purusha of Uttama 就是最高的人，就至尊人。
It's a common word, Purushottama. It's a common name of the Lord. Purushottama means the supreme person, the supreme topmost person.
Purushottama 是主的一个很普通的一个名字，它的意思呢是至尊人，就是主他是至尊人。
Purushottama. And then Maryada means ideal, right? Someone who is, behaves perfectly.
Maryada 的意思呢是完美的，也就是一个以完美的行为举止。
So Lord Ramachandra, he is often described as Maryada Purushottama.
所以主 Ramachandra 他经常就被描述为是 Maryada Purushottama.
Means one who embodies, who illustrates or who embodies perfection.
他指的是一位勾勒着完美的人。
Someone to follow.
是完美者的化身，是一个由别人所追随的完美者的化身。
Like a role model.
他像是一个偶像一样。
Krishna, of course, on the other hand, we know he, of course, we all understand, he manifests the most of the opulences of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
当然我们也知道 Krishna 呢，他显现了更多，他显现的是至尊人格守神的最多的所有的最大的富裕。
But we don't always follow his example, and we know, you know, the reasons for that also.
但是呢，我们经常就没有追随 Krishna 作为我们的榜样，当然我们也知道为什么我们没有这么做。
But in the context of Lord Rama, then we do. He is the role model for human society in every way.
但是从主 Rama Chandra 的角度来说呢，他是我们的偶像，他是人类社会要追随的榜样。
So again, among all of these avatars or expansions of the Lord, these three, Lord Nrisimhadev, Lord Rama, and of course Lord Krishna, manifest the most opulent of the Supreme Personality of God.
所以说在主的众多的化身和扩展中呢，这三位至尊人格首身，主尼辛卡、主 Rama 和主 Krishna,他们展示了主的最多的至尊的力量。
In that order.
而且必须是这样的一个顺序。
Lord Nrisimhadev, Lord Rama, and then of course Lord Krishna. So each of them manifests more of the opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and of course Krishna manifests completely.
这个顺序呢是主尼辛卡德、主 Rama 和主 Krishna, 他们依次的显现更多的主的完美、主的富裕。那么当然了，主 Krishna 他是完全的显现了主所有的富裕。
And among all the avatars or expansions of the Lord, Lord Rama's Leela resembles Krishna's Leela the most.
而且呢，在主所有的化身以及所有的扩展中，主 Rama Chandra 的这一化身呢，是展现了主 Krishna 的最多的逍遥的那位化身。
He has childhood pastimes, he has conjugal pastimes, he has parental pastimes.
他有他的童年的逍遥，有他的爱侣的逍遥，以及呢有和父母之间的逍遥。
Plus he has some friendship pastime.
那当然他还有与朋友之间的逍遥。
He has the Dasya Ras pastimes, master servant pastime.
他还有这个主仆之间的 Dasya Ras 的这些逍遥。
And we don't see that in the other avatars or expansions of the Lord. In their Leela, we don't see that.
但是呢，在主的其他的化身以及扩展的逍遥时光中呢，就没有看到这么多的展现。
So this, again, is one of the reasons that illustrates Lord Rama manifesting more of the opulences of the Supreme, and then of Krishna, of course, Lord Krishna in Vrindavan, he manifests completely.
所以说呢，从这个角度上来说呢，主 Ramachandra 他就展示了最多的关于主 Krishna 的各种各样的逍遥。那么当然了，主 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 他显现了他所有的逍遥。
Completely.
完全的。
So Lord Rama, he, as we all know, he appears in Treta Yuga, but he only appears once in the day of Lord Brahma.
但是我们大家都知道，主 Rama 呢，他是在 Treta 年代显现的。但是呢，主 Rama 他也只是在主 Brahma 的一天中显现一次。
And he appears in the place of Ayodhya.
他呢，显现在一个被称为叫 Ayodhya 的地方。
I think some devotees with Narasimha Maharaj and Janaka Prabhu, I think you went to Ayodhya last year when Maharaj's group that he leads each year, I think they went to Ayodhya last year.
我想去年呢，在主尼辛卡在去年在尼辛卡 Maharaj 带队的情况下呢， Janaka Prabhu 也安排了很多奉献者去了 Ayodhya 这个地方朝拜。
I went there once, but it was many years ago, in the 80s. I went there in the 80s.
我只是在80年代的时候呢，去过Ayodhya一次。
But, so this is the eternal abode of the Lord.
所以呢，Ayodhya它是主的永恒的居所。
So in the spiritual world, we have all the Vaikuntha planets with the different forms of Lord Narayana.
那么在就是在这个灵性世界呢，我们有各种各样的外昆塔的这些居所，然后呢是由主Narayana在那里居住的。
The different forms and expansions of Lord Narayana, they predominate, or predominate over each of these unlimited Vaikuntha planets.
主 Narayana 的各种各样的化身，他们在掌管着众多的 Vaikuntha 的星宿。
And among them all, above them all is the eternal place of Ayodhya.
那么在所有的这些维昆塔之上呢，有这永恒的星宿 Ayodhya。
So this again illustrates the, if you like, the, I won't say superior, but this illustrates how Lord Rama, the form of Lord Rama, manifests more of the opulences of the Supreme Lord, even than the different forms of Lord Narayana in the different Vaikuntha planets.
所以从这个角度上来说呢，我也想说，主 Ramachandra 他比在Narayana 就是在这个 Vaikuntha 星宿里面掌管众多 Vaikuntha 星宿的这些 Narayana 的扩展和化身们，要更多的显现了主 Krishna 的富裕。
Because above all of the Vaikuntha planets, where different expansions of Lord Narayan are residing, is Ayodhya.
因为呢，在由众多的主 Narayana 的扩展所居住的这么多的 Vaikuntha 的星宿之上，居住着主Ramachandra 他所居住的 Ayodhya.
Some of you may have seen.The poster, right, with the basic construction of the material and spiritual world.
也许可能你们看过，有很多人可能看过有这么一个就是这么一个图景。那么这个图景里面呢，就讲的是物质世界和灵性世界的分区。
And it's the poster. I've seen it many places in many homes of the devotees. And you will see that's how it's illustrated also.
在很多的奉献者的家里面呢，都挂着这个图景。那么这个图景里面呢，就描述的是物质世界和灵性世界之间的这个分区。然后从这个图景上，你能很好的知道这个详情。
Right. We have all the various unlimited Vaikuntha planets with different expansions of Lord Narayana. And then above them all, we have Ayodhya Dham.
那我们有很多的众多的 Vaikuntha 的星宿，由不同的主 Narayana 的扩展所掌管，然后在它之上就是 Ayodhya 圣地 Ayodhya Dham.
And then after that,Above that, then, of course, Dwarka, Mathura, and Vrindavan.
然后在这之上呢，就是 Dwarka, 然后 Mathura, 然后是 Vrindavan.
So again, this is a further illustration how as Lord Rama, even more than the different forms of Lord Narayana in Vaikuntha, he manifests more of the opulences and more of not only opulences, but more of the sweetness of The Supreme Personality of Godhead also.
所以呢，从这些描述上，我们也能够看出主 Rama 他是在居住在 Vaikuntha 星宿的众 Narayana 的扩展处于他们的位置之上的，因为呢，他展现了主 Krishna 的更多的富裕，不仅仅富裕，而且呢，也展现了更多的甜美。
So that is a little bit something about Lord Rama's unique position.
所以呢，刚才我所讲述的呢，就多多少少的讲述了一些关于主 Ramachandra 的独特之处以及他的特殊地位。
And in relation to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那关于他和主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的关系呢？
We all know, I think you have all seen the picture of the six-armed form of the Lord.
我想大家都应该看过一张图片，这图片呢就是主的六臂形象的展现。
Lila Smarana Prabhu, some of you may have seen, he has this Sadbhuj form of the Lord, of Lord Chaitanya.
可能有些奉献者呢在 Lila Smarana Prabhu 那里见过他的Sadbhuj, 主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这尊神像。就是他的六臂形象的这个神像。
We have the Chaturbhuj, right? The forearm form of the Lord, forearm form of Narayana.
那主 Narayana 呢？他有他的 Chaturbhuj, 也就是他有他的四臂形象。
Chatur, means four.
Chatur 的意思呢是四的意思。
And Bhuj means arm.
Bhuj 的意思呢是臂膀。
That's it, you can spell. Write it down, sorry. C-H-A-T-U-R. Chatur means four.
C-H-A-T-U-R. Chatur 是四的意思。
C-H-U-T-A-R.
C-H-U-T-A-R.
Chatur. Sorry. C-H-A-T-U-R, sorry, Chatur.
Sorry, okay, 对不起啊。第一次那个说的还是对的，是 C-H-A-T-U-R. C-H-A-T-U-R.
Chatur, that's the four. And Bhuja, B-H-U-J-A. B-H-U-J-A.
B-H-U-J-A, Bhuja, 是臂膀的意思。
Yeah, so Chaturbhuj. This is the four-armed form of Lord Narayana and Lord Vishnu, known as Chaturbhuj.
所以呢 ,Chaturbhuj, 也就是主 Narayana 或主 Vishnu 的形象的描述，也就是他们的四臂形象。
Sometimes in Dwarka, Krishna will also manifest four arms. He will also have a Chaturbhuj form in Dwarka or Mathura.
有的时候呢在 Dwarka 和在 Mathura, Krishna 他也会显现他的 Chaturbhuja 的这个形象，也就是他的四臂形象。
But in Mathura, sorry, in Vrindavan only two arms.
但是呢在 Vrindavan 他只有两臂。
Never four.
他从来都不会显现他的四臂。
But in Mathura and Dwarka, sometimes he will manifest four arms, also Chaturbhuja.
但是呢在Dwarka 和在 Mathura, 它有的时候呢就是会显现它的四臂的 Chaturbhuj 的形象的。
So then we have this Sadbhuj, a form of Lord Chaitanya. Sad is S-A-D. Sad means six.
然后呢 ,S-A-D, right? 那然后呢、
yes.
在但是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢它显现了它的这个 Sadbhuj, Sad, S-A-D, S-A-D 是六的意思。
And then the same, B-H-U-J-A, Bhuj, Sadbhuj.
Sadbhuj, Bibang, B-H-U-J-A, Sadbhuj, 六臂.
We have all seen the pictures before. I'm the painting.
那我们大家呢都已，我们大家都看见过，就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个六臂形象的这张图画。
In which Lord Chaitanya, right, has the two holding a bow and an arrow, holding a flute, and then holding the staff and the water pot of a sannyasi.
在这张图像中呢，这个主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他有两只臂膀，他是拿着弓和箭的；另外两只手呢，他是拿着他的棍子和水罐。那另外还有两只手呢？他拿的是吹的是这个笛子。
And this form was shown to different devotees during Lord Chaitanya's Leela at different times.
在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 上演他的逍遥时光的不同的时候呢，他会向不同的奉献者去展现他的这个形象。
So we, you have all, I think we have all heard of, we have all heard of the Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, the book, Glorification of Navadvip.
我们大家都听说过Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, 就是 Navadvip 之荣耀的这本书。
By Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
这本书呢是由 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 所著的。
I believe, it's translated in Chinese.
这本书已经，我相信已经翻译成了中文。
So,One of the islands, we all know Navadvip is made up of the nine islands, and this book glorifies the nine islands and the different pastimes that took place there.
我们大家都知道 Navadvip 呢，它是由九个岛构成的。那么Navadvip Mahatmya 这本书呢，也就是荣耀着Navadvip 的这九座岛，然后在这地方呢，上演了众多的逍遥时光。
And it explains how all of the holy places all over the universe are all present in Navadvip Dham.
而且呢，也描述了如何全宇宙都显现在了 Navadvip 的圣地之中。
So Ayodhya is also present there in Navadvip Dham in one of the islands.
就所有的这些圣地全部都显现在了 Navadvip 的岛上。那么 Ayodhya 呢，它也显现在了在 Navadvip 的其中一个岛上。
All the holy places are present in Mayapur, the Navadvip, among the nine islands.
所有的圣地呢，都是在 Navadvip 的九个岛上显现的。
So in one of the islands, I don't expect you to remember the name, but Moda Dhruma Dweep. Moda Dhruma Dweep.
那么其中的Navadvip 的一个岛呢，当然我也不巴望着大家能够记住这个岛的名字，它叫 Moda Dhruma Dweep.
M-O-D-A.
M-O-D-A.
D-R-U-M.A.
D-R-U-M-A.
Yeah, Moda Dhruma. Right? That's the name of the island. Moda Dhruma and Dweep. Dweepa means island.
那么所以呢，这个名字呢叫 Moda Dhruma. 这个是这个岛的名字。然后 Dweep, Dweep 的意思就是岛的意思。所以叫 Moda Dhruma Dweep.
M-O-D-A D-U Sorry.D-R-U-M-A Moda Dhruma
M-O-D-A D-R-U-M-A Moda Dhruma
And Dweepa
Dweepa
Island So Ayodhya is situated in this island
所以说呢 Ayodhya 呢它就居于这个岛上
So, we all know the pastime when Lord Rama was banished to the forest for 14 years or so.
我们大家都知道主 Rama Chandra 他被流放到了森林14年的时间的这段逍遥时光。
As we know, he wandered here and there for some time and then he settled in one particular place.
我们大家都知道他在四处漫游了一段时间之后呢他就在一个地方定了下来。
I recall Ramapada Swami led some devotees to these different places related to Lord Rama. I don't know if it was last year or the year before.
我记得Srila Ramapada Maharaj 呢他带着奉献者去朝拜了一些主 Ramachandra 曾经上演过逍遥时光的这些地方，但是我不记得是去年还是前年了。
So anyway, Lord Rama, along with Lakshman and Sita, they came during their wandering. They also came to the Navadvip area.
所以说呢，主 Ramachandra 和 Lakshman 还有 Sita Devi 他们在各地漫游的时候呢，他们也来到了 Navadvip
And they came to this particular island also. Moda Dhruma Dweep.
所以呢他们就来到了这个特定的这个岛也就是 Moda Dhruma Dweep 岛。
So on one particular occasion, they were sitting, under a tree. He was sitting under a tree with Sita Devi.
所以有一天呢他和 Sita Devi 就坐在一棵树下。
And, Lord Rama, he began to smile. He had a smile on his face.
然后主 Rama 呢就突然笑了起来他的脸上露出了笑容。
So then Sita Devi asked him, why suddenly you have a smile on your face?
所以 Sita Devi 就问他你为什么突然笑了的
So Lord Rama said,
所以主 Ramachandra 说
I'll tell you a secret.
我得告诉你一个秘密。
During the age of Kali Yuga, I will come in a golden form.
在卡利年代呢我会以金色的肤色显现金色的身形显现。
I will appear in this place. It means in Navadvip. I will appear in this place.
而且呢我就会显现在这个地方也就是在 Navadvip 这个地方。
And, at that time, I will take sannyas and I will leave my mother and my wife.
在那会儿呢我会接受 sannyasi, 然后我会离开我的老母也会离开我的妻子。
And they will cry in each other's arms.
他们会相拥哭泣。
In separation.
在分离中哭泣。
So then Sita Devi asked.
然后 Sita Devi 就问。
But because of, you know, she cannot imagine separation from Rama. So she's asking, why will you leave your mother and your wife and make them cry to take sannyas? Why would you do that?That's not a very nice thing to do.
因为 Sita Devi 呢他是没有办法想象和主 Ramachandra 分离的。所以呢他就问你怎么能够做出这样的事情呢你为什么要离开你的妈妈要离开你的妻子然后让他们在分离中如此的哭泣呢
So then Lord Rama said,
然后主 Ramachandra 说
that when I come in that form,In this golden form, I will teach what is prema, means what is love for the Supreme Lord.
他说呢，当我以金色的身形显现的时候，我要教导大众什么是 prema, 也就是对神的爱。
And love has two parts. Prema has two parts.
而爱 prema 它分成两个部分
，union and separation。
一个是联合，就是一个是结合，另外一个是分离。
So when I come in Kali Yuga in this golden form and I take sannyas and leave my mother and my wife，
所以说呢，当我在卡利。
Go ahead.
所以说呢，当我在卡利年代以金色的身形显现的时候呢，我会接受 sannyasi， 并且我会离开我的母亲，离开我的妻子。
In order to teach prema in separation，
这样我才能够教导大众在分离中的 prema。
My devotees like to be with me. They like union.
我的奉献者希望和我在一起，他们希望和我之间的结合。
But sometimes I leave them.
但有的时候呢，我会离开他们。
And when I leave them, then they experience this feeling of separation.
当我离开他们的时候，他们就能够体验这分离之情。
And then when they meet me again, then their ecstasy is more.
这样当他们再次见到我的时候，他们就有更强烈的极乐之情。
And then again I leave them.
Sorry, I didn't hear.
Then again I leave them.
然后呢，我再一次离开他们。
And then when they meet me again, then again their ecstasy is even more.
然后等他们再次见到我的时候，他们的极乐之情就更加的强烈。
So this is what I will come to teach when in this Kali Yuga.
所以这也就是我在卡利年代前来所要教导的内容。
You will come as my wife. You will come as Vishnu Priya.
你呢会以我的妻子的形象显现，你会以 Vishnu Priya 显现。
And my mother Kaushalya will come as Sachi Devi.
而我的母亲 Kaushalya 她会以Sachi Devi 的形象显现。
Sachi
Devi, sorry.
And just like that, this is Lord Ramachandra revealing. Just like later, I will worship a deity of you, a golden deity of Sita.
所以呢，这是主 Ramachandra 他在揭示，他说，就像之后我会崇拜一个关于你的金色的神像一样。就是一个金色的 Sita 的神像。
This is in the pastimes of Lord Rama. It comes later in the pastime.
这个呢是在主 Ramachandra 的逍遥时光中所发生的事情，但是在后来发生的。
This is when Lord Rama sends her away for some reason, and then in separation he worships a golden deity of Sita.
因为出于某些原因呢。主 Ramachandra 就把 Sita Devi 给送走了，但是呢，出于对他的思念，他就通过崇拜他的神像来一解思念之苦。
So in the same way, Lord Rama says, "When I leave as a sannyasi, then you will worship a deity of me in separation."
然后他就说呢，当我离开sannyasi离开之后呢。你呢也会通过崇拜我的神像一解分离之苦。
So, of course, Lord Rama. So this is what Lord Rama revealed in this Bodha Dhruma Dweep.
所以呢，这就是主 Ramachandra 在 Bodha Dhruma Dweep 所揭示的内容。
Of course, later.Due to the influence of Yoga Maya, Sita Devi completely forgot all about it.
那当然了，在 Yoga Maya 的影响之下呢 ，Sita Devi 就把这件事给彻底忘了。
But this is what the Lord revealed.
但是呢，这是主当时所向他揭示的。
So we will finish here. The time is up.
因为现在时间到了，所以呢，你的讲座就到这儿。
And of course, there will be other katha by different devotees also.
那当然还有其他的奉献者继续给我们讲述更多的 katha。
So on the day of Lord Rama's appearance day, then.Remember. Point.
所以说呢，在这主 Ramachandra 的显现日，我们可以记住关于他的所有的这些各种各样的逍遥时光。
And I think we can all understand or relate to the fact that even among Gaudiya Vaishnavas, the followers of Ramachandra, Lord.Lord Rama, and of course Lord Krishna, they all have, they're always very prominent in our worship, in our classes, and devotion, etc.
而且呢，我们大家都会觉得这和我们是非常的相关的。而且呢，即便是在Gaudiya Vaishnava 的这个传承中，所有主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这些，Rama 的追随者都知道，今天是一个要很好的去崇拜的日子。
No, I didn't really say that. For followers of Lord Chaitanya, normally followers of Lord Chaitanya, we worship Radha and Krishna.
作为通常来说呢，就 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的追随者来说呢，我们会崇拜 Radha 和 Krishna.
But even for them, even for us, followers of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Narasimhadev and Lord Rama have a very prominent place.
OK, 我刚才说的确实有点不太对，就是即便是对于崇拜主崇拜 Radha 和 Krishna 的主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的追随者，对我们来说主 Rama 和主 Narasimha 都是有重要的地位的。
So many devotees have Narasimhadev deities, and of course Srila Prabhupada instituted the chanting of Narasimhadev prayers after all the arti.
有很多的奉献者呢都有主尼辛哈德的神像都在崇拜，而且呢舍拉帕帕呢也要我们在 arti 之后呢要念诵唱诵主尼辛哈的祷文。
And of course the pastimes of Lord Rama and Hanuman favorite for every follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
而且主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的所有的这些追随者们呢也都是非常喜欢主 Rama 和主 Hanuman 的。
And of course in Lord Chaitanya's Leelas, there's a handful of very wonderful devotees of Lord Rama who are also associates of Lord Chaitanya.
而且呢在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的逍遥时光中呢也有不少主 Rama 的追随者也都是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的同游。
So we can be both.
所以呢我们是可以做这两件事情的。
And that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most merciful because all of the devotees of all the different formsOf the Lord Rama, Narasimhadev, Varahadev can all be within the Leela of Lord Chaitanya also.
所以就为什么说主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢？他是最仁慈的，因为主其他的那些化身，比如说像主 Narasimhadev 还有主Ramachandra， 他的所有的这些逍遥时光呢，其实都是可以在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的逍遥时光中去显现的。
So thank you so much for listening.
所以非常感谢大家的聆听。
And for our translator.
谢谢我们的翻译。
And I pray you have a nice day hearing and chanting about the glories of Lord Rama and his associates.
我祈祷大家今天有一个非常美妙的一天，能够不断的去聆听和阅读念诵关于主 Ramachandra 的美妙的逍遥。
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
非常感谢大家。
Thank you.
非常感谢禅智Srila Prabhupada给我们带来非常不一样的关于 Ramachandra 的主 Ramachandra 的这个主题的讲课。感谢，非常感谢 Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.